There's a new development in the investigation into the September 11th terrorist attacks. The Bush administration has acknowledged that in the weeks prior to the attacks, the president received a warning from intelligence officials. It warned of a possible plan by Osama bin Laden's terrorist organization to attack U.S. interests, either within this country or abroad. The plot included the hijacking of American airliners. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us now. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
What can you tell us specifically about what the administration knew and when?
Every single day, the president has intelligence briefings, and those briefings detail potential threats to the country. Sometimes they're detailed. Sometimes it's just tidbits of information that intelligence feels it's important to make the president aware of. In August of last year, we now hear from the White House, roughly a month before the September 11th attacks, at some briefing, we're not sure exactly when or how the information was conveyed, the White House isn't saying, but the president was made aware of a possible plot. This is the first piece of information to show that. Here's though what was not known at the time. There was no detail in that briefing he got saying when or where. And this is important. There was no information that it would involve suicide bombings or the use of planes, which would then be used as missiles and flown into buildings, as happened at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. But Osama bin Laden was mentioned. His organization was thought to be planning something involving hijackings. But the White House press secretary described those warnings last night as general threats involving bin Laden. Bin Laden was certainly someone people were aware of as a potential threat for years and whose name would come up in such briefings.
But so, in any event, there was no public warning of this kind of attack prior to September 11th.
Exactly. A warning went out, again, not a public one, nothing like what we see now routinely post September 11th when a potentially credible threat is discovered. The White House says the alert, the warning of the threat went out to all appropriate federal agencies. Right now, we don't exactly know which agencies got the warning, exactly what they were told, how serious they were told it was. Those are details we're still waiting on. But again, the administration says an alert did go out to watch for possible hijacking attempts.
Any evidence that the attackers knew that they might have been found out at least partially by the government?
Again, it's not completely clear at this point. But White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer told reporters last night that he thinks it's possible that that's one of the reasons that we saw the people who carried out the attacks on September 11th. He says that's a possibility. That's why they used unusual devices like box cutters and plastic knives, things that they knew that authorities looking for hijackers wouldn't necessarily be looking for. But again, we haven't seen evidence of that yet. That obviously may be something we never know, but the White House does again feel it's a possibility.
And Don, very quickly, just to be clear, this is somewhat different than a story reported yesterday by our colleague Barbara Bradley that there was an FBI memo out of Phoenix that mentioned bin Laden possibly using U.S. flight schools. There was more than just this one report or piece of evidence.
Right. This is different, but again, it falls under the same large umbrella, that umbrella of questions which ask what exactly did the U.S. know about potential threats prior to September 11th. And there are already congressional committees looking into this to see if some federal agency perhaps dropped the ball, if there were dots that could have been and should have been connected, which could have prevented those attacks on September 11th. So all of that is being investigated.
And in a few seconds, I know a lot of Americans assumed after September 11th that they really could not blame their government for this, that there's no way the U.S. government really could have prevented this attack. Are White House officials worried that that perception might begin to change?
Well, they're not saying so, there are investigations addressing those very questions, and we'll see how they play out.
Don, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.